In Australia today, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd formally apologized to the country's original people, the Aboriginals. The apology was meant for the tens of thousands of them who were taken from their families as children and placed in white homes. The government enforced that policy for much of the last century. Dawn Smith, a 60-year-old grandmother and an Aboriginal, was part of what's called the Stolen Generation. She's retired now. She used to work for the Australian Museum. We've reached her in Sydney. Dawn Smith, welcome to Day to Day. Did you hear the Prime Minister's remarks today, and what did you think?
Yes, it was just what we've been wanting, and I, as an Aboriginal person, have been taken, look forward to for many, many years.
This has been a hot political issue in Australia. The previous Prime Minister, Mr. Howard, refused to make this apology for, what, a decade or so?
Yes, and I don't know why. It's just a word, five-letter word. It doesn't hurt anyone to say sorry. I mean, it's not as if they've done the wrong, but that sorry meant a lot of healing for us people.
How old were you when you were taken from your father?
Well, I was 7. My younger sister, she was 2. So I remember where I was taken from. So and my grandmother, I was taken from my grandmother, and she came to visit me once, and that was it. So I was lucky that I did remember, and I finally found my way back to my people. As soon as I left the home, I went straight back to my grandparents.
As soon as you left the white family that you were placed with?
It was in a home, children's home.
A children's home, not even a family?
Yeah. No, it was just a home, and the children that were there, we all connected as brothers and sisters. So,
how old were you when you left and went back to your own family?
I was nearly 19.
Was your grandmother still alive?
My grandmother was, but my grandfather wasn't. He passed away about a month after we were taken.
In that time that you were kept in this group home, what was it that they were trying to teach you or instill in you? What went on there?
Christianity and the white way of living, teaching us to work. I milk cows in the morning and cows in the afternoon before and after school. So at the age of, I think it was 9 and a half, nearly 10. And it wasn't just one cow. It was 5 cows at that time they had there. Early morning rises.
When you were in the home and you were milking the cows and going to school and studying Christianity, and what did they teach you about your own people's ways?
Nothing. I wasn't taught anything. I wasn't taught anything to do with my culture. I remember I did a project in high school on my own people, and my teacher didn't mark it. We had to do an Indigenous group in anywhere in the world, and I did the Aboriginal people, and my teacher didn't mark it, didn't even look at it. That was just reading books that I'd had in the home, so nothing to do with my culture was taught to me or even spoken about.
With this apology now, Don, what do you think this is going to mean to the Aboriginal community?
Well, it means we can heal as a people and we can move on instead of going backwards, because a lot of our fights that we have done, we've moved forward one step and taken 5 steps backwards. So maybe this one will take a few more steps forward and keep going forward.
Dawn Smith is an Australian Aboriginal living in Sydney. This is the day when the Prime Minister of Australia apologized to the Aboriginals for the past policies of his government to take them as children from their families. Dawn Smith, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.